Proclamation number 8780, dated the March 15th, 1964. Cosmic changes. I want to guide you ever deeper into truth so that you will bear up against all challenges by my adversary who leaves no stone unturned in order to prevent your work for me and my kingdom. And the more knowledge you possess, the more you penetrate the truth which can only be imparted to you by me, the more firmly will you stand your ground, for you will realize that all objections and contradictory statements are pointless and unfounded. They will only ever be empty words without deeper meaning and significance. But it is my will that the light in you shall become brighter, that in your ever more enlightened state you will learn to recognize all correlations and will therefore not be unsettled by objections anymore. And I also want you to correct errors when you are confronted by them. I want you to be sincere fighters for me. I want you to fight with the sword of your tongue where you are opposed by error, for you have been chosen by me as bearers of light to convey the truth to wherever there is the will to know the truth. And in particular, the end of this earth will often be a controversial subject because hardly anyone wants to believe in it, and precisely because the process of final destruction will be such a momentous event, it does not seem credible to people, for they have no comparison to such an event, no matter how far back they can think. And yet, it will happen and take everyone by surprise apart from the small group of those whose life of love granted them inner enlightenment and who therefore also consciously expect the end of this earth. But wherever even the slightest worldliness prevails, where people have still not entirely detached themselves from the longing for worldly possessions, there will only be weak belief and none at all at the end of this earth, and they will reject all proclamations of this kind as false prophecies and time and again try to contradict them. And extensive explanations will not suffice either, because they simply lack the will to believe in such prophecies. Their love for the world is stronger than their love for their neighbor, or they would be spiritually awake and incapable of doubting in the slightest what I myself proclaim through the working of the Spirit to people time and again, so that they will prepare themselves for a near end. However, you, my bearers of light, shall ever more strongly believe in everything I say to you. You shall experience my love and my constant presence. You shall lovingly and gratefully accept the immense gift of grace I give to you because you are faithful to me and fight for me in my name because you love me and your neighbor. And for that reason I want to give you a proclamation which again will only be accepted by the profoundly devout person but which soon will also be able to convince the doubters. For not much time will pass until the first signs of a great cosmic change become apparent, which cannot be explained by any scientist or even the sharpest of intellects and which will give rise to serious concerns. And you will have no possibility of protecting yourselves from the looming disaster. You will only be able to wait and thus become greatly agitated, for the said cosmic phenomena will be the onset of the immense natural disaster. For the universe will revolt against all unspiritual beings within the vicinity of Earth and which at present exert an extraordinary influence on the spiritual beings striving towards ascent. A tremendous battle has erupted between the spirits of light and of darkness, for these spirits know that a turning point is approaching and both sides will use the last days to an extraordinary extent. And these spiritual battles for people's souls on Earth affect the various stars in the universe which in some respects are in spiritual contact with Earth. And with my approval the inhabitants of these stars also participate in the final battle on this Earth, and they express themselves by way of massive eruptions which can be observed from Earth and cause acute anxiety in people who are able to monitor the course of the stars and their changes of movements, which in all probability will not bypass Earth without a trace. Humanity can only be woken up by science now, for they do not listen to spiritual notions but cannot deny scientific observations, and by thinking about it they can still find the right path with goodwill. For the greatest prophets may arise on earth and yet people will not believe them. And neither can I speak to people in a compelling way in order to make them aware of being in danger due to the approaching end. But I can let unusual things happen in my creation by apparently revoking the order, and yet this, too, is part of my law insofar as that it is included in my plan of eternity for the sake of a specific purpose. And again there will be people who won't even allow themselves to be impressed by this, who will continue to live their sinful life and head towards the abyss without letting anything get into their way. But there will also be a few who will start to wander and then listen to the explanations given to them by my messengers of light. And the faith of those who want to remain loyal to me will be strengthened again, for they recognize the truth of my word and therefore firmly hold on to my promise that I will remember all of them and fetch those home on the day of judgment who believe in my words and remain faithful to me until the end. Amen.